This is the Mason Vera Payne Show, your go-to lifestyle program, covering everything from technology and gaming to movies, TV shows and pop culture to the supernatural and beyond. Brought to you by WGNRadio.com with your host, the unabridged millennial, Mason Vera Payne.
Mason Vera Payne here, live from the NVP Studios in Chicago, and thank you for tuning in. Tis the season to shop, people, and nothing says ready, set, go to the holiday shopping season than Black Friday, that yearly pilgrimage to get the best deals and doorbusters in-store and online. Joining us from Minneapolis is Best Buy Blue Shirt Shane Kitzman with some of its best doorbusters, hundreds of which are available starting today, along with a few Black Friday holiday shopping tips. Thanks so much, Shane, for joining me.
Hey, happy to be here.
Could you tell me a little bit of what Best Buy is going to have on Black Friday?
Absolutely. So we're actually opening our doors at 5 p.m. on Thanksgiving. We'll reopen at 8 a.m. on Black Friday. We'll have thousands of deals, whether it's drones, 4K TVs, gaming consoles, headphones, MacBooks, you name it, anything tech, we'll have great deals on it. We actually are offering those deals, hundreds of them, right now, in-store and online. So your nearby store or online, these deals, hundreds of them are available for you to get an early head start on that holiday shopping.
You know, I've went to a couple of Black Fridays before, and one of the biggest things that has confused me is, where is the stuff located? Sometimes there's a display. Sometimes you have to, like, navigate your way through the aisles. How do you find out in advance where things are going
to
be?
So that's a great question. The beauty of, we like to create a ticketing process. So when you come out to a Best Buy store and you're in line, excited to get, let's say, the 50-inch Sharp 4K TV, that'll be just $179 at 5 p.m. on Thanksgiving. When you show up, we bring a friend, so therefore you can, you know, have someone to take care of the coffee break while you hold the spot. We give a ticket. So if you're looking for the MacBook deal or the TV deal or the headphone deal, we give a ticket that says, hey, you got here in time. You're going to get that gift, that gadget. Don't worry about it. Enjoy walking through the store. Everything we have, our employees are excited. They'll guide you to make sure that you don't have to overthink about where you're walking in the store. It'll be a great experience the whole way around.
I sat outside for the Super NES when it came out, the Super NES Classic, and unfortunately I didn't get one because I didn't come early enough. I know, it totally sucked. I broke my heart because I really was looking forward
to
it.
It's breaking my heart hearing this story. I'm so sorry.
But I went out there. I was like the 20th person in line, and I was like, oh, I'm guaranteed to at least get one, right? No, I didn't get any, and it was because I didn't get there early enough. Do you have to do the same thing with this? Like, should I get there at like 4 a.m. with a tent?
The tip I'll give is, you know, swing by your local Best Buy store and just take a peek at how early people may be lining up. Just be ready to, like I say, bring a friend or family member so it'll line up and kind of hold that spot in line so that those really great top-tier deals will come home with you this holiday season. It'll vary on temperature, right, and part of the country you're in. But I definitely want to mention that getting there early, probably a good idea.
Yeah, you know, I've my mother likes to go to the Black Friday stuff, and they leave, like, it's a whole family event, 2 a.m., and there's, like, a group that goes to Best Buy, there's a group that goes to Target, and it's pretty crazy.
Yeah, it's a tradition to many people. They enjoy the chance to spend time with family and get those gifts for each other and, you know, sometimes gift for themselves, too, right?
Yeah, you know what, that's usually what I go for, but I actually have been waiting for Cyber Monday, too. Is Best Buy going to do anything for Cyber Monday?
We always pride ourselves on having some of the best deals. We have yet to release those, but stay tuned. BestBuy.com will be the place to go, and those online deals, they'll be great.
For this year, what do you think people should really have their eye out for?
So that's a great question. Like I said, all things tech, whether that is a MacBook that's up to $250 off or an iPad Mini 4 up to $125, you can save on wireless headphones from Jaybird, the ones that therefore make it easy to go to the gym, not have to worry about getting tangled up in wires. $100 savings right there. In addition, the big screen TV that people love to bring home for Black Friday. We have a deal available right now, 43-inch 4K LG, that's $150 off. And then when you show up at our stores only, in-store only, at 5 p.m. on Thanksgiving, there's a 50-inch Sharp 4K TV that's just $179. That's an incredible deal.
You know, you keep saying Thursday, and it's not Black Friday, so there's going to be a lot of deals on like Thanksgiving itself then?
Yeah, so when we open up at Thanksgiving evening at 5 p.m., we'll have great deals then. We'll have great deals again at 8 a.m. on Black Friday. Again, online at BestBuy.com on Thanksgiving. You can also shop from the comfort of your couch. So it's really whenever you want to come out, or for lack of a better term, log on and get those deals, you can do it.
You know, when you go online, is there going to be like a limit? Like, I know when it came to the Super NES Classic, you ended up like a lot of sites just broke. Is that the same kind of thing I should anticipate if I try to shop online?
We will always want to create a great shopping experience online where that won't happen. What I will say is, and therefore, there may be some quantity issues, but mostly, if you want two of those TVs on BestBuy.com, you should be able to get them.
For people who are interested, where can they go? Just to BestBuy.com, like that's it?
Yeah, actually, right now, if they just type in BestBuy.com, you can't miss it. We're already advertising all the great deals and the hours, you name it.
All right, cool. Well, thanks so much, Shane, for coming on. I really appreciate you being here.
Yeah, thank you for the time.
This has been the Mason Vera Payne Show. Thanks for listening. Can't wait to hear more? Subscribe, rate, and comment at masonverapayne.com. That's MASONVERAPAINE.com. Also, follow Mason on Facebook and Twitter at Mason Vera Payne. That's all one word. And don't forget to share the show with your friends.